All right. Hello, the internet. I'm here with Troy Batterbury. Hi, Troy.
Hi.
Thanks for coming and seeing us.
Thanks for having me.
Now, everybody wants to save money. And more importantly, everybody wants to help the environment and to be more green. You're going to tell us about a new service called Microsoft Home that allows us to do both those things. Tell us about it. What is it?
Absolutely. So it's a free service. It's a free application available to anyone in the U.S. and eventually the world. And it allows you as a homeowner or a head of a household to go in, provide some information about your household, some different characteristics. And in the case where we have partnerships in place with the local utility, we'll also be able to ingest your historical usage information and your pricing information. We'll take all of that data and we'll run it through some really complicated algorithms, and we'll shield the end user from all that complexity. And we'll answer three basic questions for the homeowner. The first is, how is my energy being spent across different categories throughout the house? How do I compare to others in a similar neighborhood or a similar situation? And then lastly, what can I do to save on my energy bill? What type of lifestyle changes can I make? What type of improvements can I make to the home such that my energy consumption will be less?
Right, so this is going to be a free web-based tool.
That's right.
That anybody can access. And you enter in some details about your house, where you live, what kind of home you live in. And the second component there was getting some information from the utility. Can you show us a demo? Can we see it in action?
Absolutely. So if you visit Microsoft.home.com.
Microsoft.home.com. And it's H-O-H-M.
H-O-H-M.
Which is not a spelling mistake.
No. In fact, ohm is a unit of electrical resistance in the energy industry, and we chose that kind of creative spelling because we wanted the brand to be unique. We wanted people to be able to recognize it, and we also wanted a short, easy-to-spell name.
Cool. So MicrosoftHome.com.
Correct. So when you visit this URL and hit this landing page, you can go ahead and try and sign up for the application, and it only prompts you to answer two basic questions.
Okay.
The first is your zip code, and we're asking for that because your energy consumption will vary considerably based on where you live in the United States.
Right. If you're in a cold climate or in a hot climate.
Exactly.
Sure.
So the amount of heating that you need in South Miami, very different than the amount of heating you need in Fargo, North Dakota.
Sure.
And through the
very
use...
Very different fuel.
Yes. And for through the use of that zip code, we can immediately get going on some analytics that provide value to the end user. So here I've provided the answers to those two questions, the other one being the preferred email address.
Sure, and just the postcode there, or the zip code, is that's for Redmond here in Washington
State?
Yeah,
let's go ahead and use Redmond.
Okay, and which is where Microsoft is based here in the U.S.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and click on Go. And what it's going to do is it's going to pull up some information about Redmond, Washington. And remember those three questions that I referred to. The first question it's going to try and answer is it's going to give me a breakdown using a pie chart of the average energy consumption across some different areas within the home for Redmond, Washington. So we can see that heating here in Redmond is the dominant area of consumption, and then lighting being a smaller area. On the right here, we have a spectrum of efficient homes versus average homes in terms of their energy consumption for here in Redmond.
And again, all you've put in now is your zip code and your email address, and you've also signed up with your Windows Live ID. But at the moment, it's just giving you some general statistics about where you live. You haven't actually put any information in yet.
That's correct. So the real goal of the application is to get the user to complete their home profile so that we have richer demographic and psychographic information about the homeowner and the household and so forth, so that we can really take all that raw data and provide some actionable information around it. And we actually use some very complex algorithms from Lawrence Berkeley Laboratories and the Department of Energy to model the house. And in fact, we actually walk through every hour of every day throughout the course of an entire year to run simulations of that house against historical weather conditions on average for each hour of each day of every year.
Wow.
And so there's a lot of complexity in this modeling, but that complexity allows us to be more accurate. Now, as the system grows in its maturity and more users sign up to the system, those recommendations will get even more accurate because we'll have more data to work with. And a good analogy to think about is when Amazon first launched its book recommendation business, years ago, Those recommendations probably weren't so accurate. But
right.
as more and more people bought books and used the site and so forth, the recommendation engine learned from the action of individual users. Well, the same is true with home. We're not starting at ground zero because we license some of these rich analytics, but we'll build upon it and really provide additional accuracy over time. So here I can just give you a sample of some of the different questions that are answered, or different questions that are posed, rather. The year it's built, the number of stories, the type of heat that it has, and so forth. And I'm just going to answer the what we refer to as the basic or the essential questions. It turns out that as a homeowner, you don't have to answer any questions. The more data you provide, the more accurate the recommendations will be. The less data you provide, the less accurate they'll be.
Sure.
So I've answered some basic questions, and then I'm going to go ahead and click on finish. I'm not going to tunnel into all the individual categories, as a homeowner could, to provide even more data. There are actually 200 questions that are posed throughout this application.
Wow, I see doors and windows. Is that talking about perhaps double glazing versus single glazing?
Exactly.
And how heat escapes out of your house?
Exactly.
Wow.
So you can dive in and also run simulations to say, well, what if I put in triple pane windows with argon gas in them? How much will that actually save me? So you can do lots of
apart from sounding really cool.
Yeah. So lots of what ifs. I'm going to go ahead and click on finish. And what it's going to do now is it's going to detect that, hey, you have a local utility provider in your area that's offering up data feeds so that you can ingest your historical usage and pricing information. And for the purpose of this demo, I'm going to simulate it using a fake utility that we have out on the internet to simulate the different data exchange. But it's going to propose three basic questions for me. What's my customer account number?
Mm-hmm.
How much was my last energy bill? And what's my service address? And that information will be provided back to the utility, and the utility can go ahead and authenticate that information to prove that I'm really am the account holder, and then go ahead and provide those data feeds.
Sure, and obviously if you have your most recent bill in front of you, the information is there to enter already. You don't need to remember off the top of your head.
Absolutely, yep. And not only does the application work for electricity, but it also works for gas as well. So I can go ahead and do the same thing to get my gas usage information and answer those same questions, but for a different type of bill.
You're doing a very good job remembering these numbers here.
Yeah, I've typed these in a few times in a row in the last couple of weeks.
I bet you have.
So, and once again, I can click on connect, and what's going on in the background now is the application's reaching out to those simulated utilities. It's providing answers to the secret questions. It's being authenticated. And assuming I typed correctly, the information is now flowing from both of those utilities into the home application.
Sure.
And that information is being made available for the analytics to process. Now, if I don't have a utility partner in my area yet, I still have the option to manually enter in that information to help improve the accuracy of the analytics, or I can choose to forego that step, and that'll just reduce the accuracy of those recommendations a little bit.
Right.
We really had a guiding principle of we wanted anyone to be able to use the tool, and we didn't want to put heavy restrictions on how much data you needed to provide and so forth. We really wanted people to just use the tool as they saw fit.
Sure.
So now that I've provided all of that information, what I can do is I can actually go ahead and try and run my energy report. And what this energy report will do is it'll take all of that rich data that we aggregated from you entering it in and from your local utilities, and we'll process it through these very extensive home energy audit report analytics to provide some information about your energy usage. And you can kind of scroll down in here and get a better sense of where your different how your energy is being used, breakdowns of the months, as well as recommendations and how much you might save. And I'll come back to that in a second. So if I go back to my dashboard now, I'll actually be able to see where I stand in terms of others and my energy consumption. And as you can see, I'm a little bit above average compared to the average home in Redmond. So I've got some savings to do. I've got some improvements that I should probably consider making. So if I go into the recommendations page, what it'll show is a list of the different recommendations that are potentially suitable for me based on the information that I provided. And some of the recommendations don't cost anything in terms of implementing. I can do something as simple as turning down the temperature on my water heater. And in this particular case, it looks like I might actually reap some pretty significant savings in terms of doing that. I can...
I like the third one here with making your computer display to use a low power setting when not in use. I think, you know, some people may not realize that their monitor remains at a high power state when they're not using it. And you can potentially save up to, what's that, $37 a year.
Yeah, so you can save quite a bit of money by doing these things. And those calculations in this particular case are based on the price of electricity from that local utility.
Right, so you could factors, be saving more or sometimes less depending where you live?
Well, absolutely. And that's why a tool is needed, because there's so much complexity in these calculations. This same scenario or calculation down in California would probably yield a higher number because electricity is more expensive down in California. And the same is true for carbon. Carbon calculations vary significantly based on where you're at. Here in the Pacific Northwest, we have much more hydroelectric power than they do in other areas of the world, so the carbon calculations would even be higher in those areas.
Wow, so I suppose, I actually didn't think of that. So if you do live in an area that has more expensive electricity and gas and perhaps even water per capita, then this tool becomes even more invaluable, because instead of saving $37 a year, you could be saving $137 a year or even more.
That's right. So what I can do is on any one of these, I can add them to my plan and actually schedule that to be done. And I'm going to go ahead and say that, you know what, I better get that done by the end of the month. And now it'll track that, and it'll actually remind me to get that done through my email settings, and I can control how much nag mail I get from the system and so forth. But it'll help me track what I need to do to achieve my energy management goals. And then assuming I actually go off and do it, what I can do is I can check that as being completed, and now the system will learn. The system will note that, hey, I completed that task today, and it's going to watch for changes in my energy consumption and try and attribute some of that savings to that improvement. And it could turn out that that $47 savings in this particular estimate was high. So the system will learn from that, and the analytics and calculations will improve as a result of this setting. It could also learn that it was low. So as more people use the site and use the analytics, they will improve in terms of their accuracy. If I want to tunnel down into any one of these recommendations, I can click on them and actually get a nice view of an article about that particular item. And it turns out that sealing your air links really can make a significant difference on your energy consumption.
Sure.
Now, typically, some of that work is... really requires a professional. It might be beyond the capabilities of the average homeowner. So what we have on the right here is, using our Bing search and Microsoft Ad Platform technologies, we make it very easy for the homeowner to find a local pro to come out and do that on your behalf. Again, the goal is to really make it easy for the homeowner to save on their energy bill.
Sure, I see a star rating system there. Is that's part of the ratings that individual users give through the Bing service? Is that where that comes from?
That's right. And, you know, we believe that the community should be empowered to rate the products and services that are on the site. And that star rating system is exactly that. So
Great.
The community can weigh in and say, hey, this particular vendor is really good, or no, this particular vendor is not so good.
Sure.
We also have the ability to interact with the social networking sites, so that if you come across a really good idea that you think, hey, maybe some of my friends might want to be aware of this idea because I saved a lot of money, you can go ahead and click on one of those and share your experiences. In my particular case, a few months ago, I saw a huge spike in my energy bill. And it kept getting worse and worse and worse, and so I knew something was up. And I started looking throughout my house, and what I found was my refrigerator was constantly running. It was running 24/7. So I called up the repairman, and I had them come out, and sure enough, it had a refrigerant leak.
Oh, wow.
And it was consuming, really orders of magnitude more energy than it should have. And by the time I actually got it fixed, I actually reduced my energy bill just through that particular problem by about 30%.
Wow.
So it was a really big deal just getting that particular issue fixed. And that shows that as you monitor your energy consumption, and if the sites and the analytics are smart enough to look for problems, it can flag the user and help them save just through keeping an eye on things.
Fantastic.
So a couple other things in here. We have a rich library of content that we've assimilated with contributions from Washington State University. They have a great energy efficiency program down there, and they helped write a bunch of articles that the homeowner can read through and learn more about saving energy and energy efficiency and so forth. They're targeted at the non-professional, so you don't need a science degree in energy efficiency to understand them. And getting back to the dashboard, to show you a couple other features on there as well.
I actually really like the Twitter integration. I think there will be, apart from the fact that everyone loves Twitter, it's the buzz term of the year. But I can imagine people who come to the decision at the dinner table. You know what, honey, I'm going to seal the air leaks in the house. I'm going to do it myself. And the first thing they do is Twitter. Who has some duct tape and cable ties and kind of going out to the social network to see who might want to help them do that.
Totally.
So that's pretty cool.
And it turns out that a lot of these lessons learned tend to be pretty local.
Right.
So, here in Seattle, we have a lot of craftsman homes that were built around the turn of the century. And lessons learned from insulation tricks in those homes are directly applicable to others in a similar situation.
Sure.
And we want to provide those social community tools to help people save on their energy bill.
Great.
We'll have some news feeds coming in from the utilities as well as top ways to save. Clearly, there's a lot of interest at the federal level around energy efficiency.
Sure.
And one of the things that we'll help marry up home users with is better understanding how rebates and tax incentives might apply to their particular situation. So making them aware of those different types of programs, because in some cases, some of these improvements might be very low cost.
Right.
They simply just need to discover or find out about those different rebates. And the site will make all of that information available to those users over time.
Great. So the tool, Microsoft Home, will be launching the date. We're filming this in advance. We're actually launching what date?
June 24th, Wednesday morning.
And again, it's a free service. I haven't seen anything here where you've asked for money. What's the business model here? Why is Microsoft actually doing this? Apart from it being a great tool and a great service.
Yeah. In the short term, the business model is really around targeted advertising.
Sure.
So as homeowners try and find out about new products or services, we'll use the conventional web business model of click-through advertising, that if we refer someone over to a product or service vendor, we'll receive a referral fee for that. Longer term, as we really scale up the business towards our 10-year vision of really making the home energy consumption responsive to the availability of energy on the supply side, will have products and services that we sell directly to utilities.
Right.
And at a high level, the issue there is, as these big coal power plants get replaced with less consistent energy generation sources like solar and wind, you need a way to stimulate consumption when electricity is cheap and plentiful, and curtail consumption when it's scarce and expensive,
right?
Simply because electricity cannot today be stored at scale. It's not efficient to store it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's freely available, or plentiful rather, you want to use it while it's there. And tools like Home will allow the homeowner to use electricity when it's cheap and scale back their usage when it becomes expensive. So long term, I think that's really becomes our primary business model.
And also, I think you mentioned before we started rolling the cameras is that Microsoft Home is running on the Azure platform. Is that correct?
It is. So a lot of the complexity that I mentioned in terms of the analytics, walking through each hour of each day and simulating the home under different weather conditions, requires a lot of computational resources. So we use the fantastic features of the Azure Cloud Operating System to distribute those worker threads, to do those different modeling process jobs. so that we can scale effectively across our broad set of users. This isn't a problem that really is suitable to a conventional web server model. You need to be able to quickly scale up or scale down computational resources to do that type of analytic.
Cool. So I suppose Microsoft Home for anyone out there that is contemplating trying Azure or actually using Azure as part of a business model, this becomes a fantastic example of what you can do with it.
It really does. And you know, we're excited to be working with the Azure team. They really helped us solve some tough computational problems. And as a result, we're able to offer what we think is a good experience to homeowners free of charge.
That's fantastic. So two elements to it. Let's just quickly recap. I put in some, if I want, very simple information about my house and where I live. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you said 200 questions. You can actually dive down in to be more specific?
Yep, you can go as deep as you want on any of those questions. So if you think you have a particularly special home with special situations with windows or with heating or whatever, you can tunnel down into those questions and change the system defaults so that it's more reflective of your situation. Or you can choose not to. You can choose to say, yeah, I'm just going to go with the system defaults and see what it gives me. We're going to let the consumer determine how much or how little information they want to provide.
Sure. So the first part is entering information about your home. The second part is either connecting up with your utility provider or manually entering that data if it doesn't exist.
Correct.
And from there, the service is going to give you options and recommendations on how you can save money.
Yep, save money and save on your impact to the environment through reduced carbon emissions.
And I suppose also the inverse would work as well. And by that I mean, if you do make a change to your household, maybe you buy a new refrigerator, maybe you plug in a new television, and you can actually see an increase in energy usage, that can help you say, oh, actually, you know, need to make a change here to reduce my energy consumption.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And then just very quickly, I'd like to end on that graph you've got a little bit down where it shows the average house in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Because even just here in Redmond, where you mentioned that electricity is, or Washington State, where electricity is relatively cheap, you still have the opportunity there by making changes that Microsoft Home will recommend of saving hundreds, if not thousands of dollars over, you know, a 12-month period.
That's correct.
Real money.
It is.
That's not like, you know, 5 cents or 20 cents. It's actually real money.
It's real money. And let's face it, energy bills are going to get more expensive over the next couple of years.
Yeah.
As some of these new policies kick in and require more carbon-free energy sources. So the price of energy is only going to go north over time. And get going now on driving energy efficiency in your home so that you save even more money.
Now, you mentioned before United States will be the country that's launched first.
Correct.
Do you want to briefly, just quickly mention on some of the other countries you're thinking about launching internationally?
Yeah, you know, clearly we want to make the tool available to as many countries as we possibly can. But on our short list for the probably the next year, Germany, the UK, France, Australia and Canada are really kind of at the top of our list currently.
Great.
But, you know, India and China and Japan and so forth, really all of the major countries in the U.S., we want to provide a great experience for energy management.
Fantastic. All right, the URL is MicrosoftHome.com. Go there, sign up, save money, be green. Troy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers.